Tough loss on the road. What do you take away from this as a positive?
You know, I mean, I think it's always one of those things that you kind of have to digest the fact that you lost a point in the 93rd minute, you know, and then you kind of go back and you look at the tape and you look at maybe things that we did well and things that we didn't necessarily succeed in. So it's right now it's just a lot of frustration, you know. So we just have to make sure that we do our best to try to digest the information that's here, and we still have I think we still have 10 games left, you know. So it's just really a matter of us getting on track. We definitely had opportunities tonight, you know. We weathered a storm a little bit there in the first half, and I thought put ourselves in a position that we could take a point at least away on the road, and to give up a goal that late is just kind of gutting, you know. So we just have to do our best to really react as positively as we possibly can to it. And at this point, I think sometimes things become kind of psychological, you know. And as a veteran of the league and somebody that's played for a long time, I think you have to relay those experiences and take each game as a new game and really don't start thinking about when the last time we scored was or the number of goals that we've scored in a six-game period. You know, those things are tough to deal with. So I think what we have to do is we have to take the positives and realize that we still have an opportunity, you know, and things can happen. You know, San Jose's finds himself in a lot better position now than probably they did five games ago.
The coach said that you guys had definitely improved from from last Sunday's game against Chicago. Do you agree with that? Is this like a step forward, even with the loss?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I mean to go away and be tied and to have had opportunities throughout the game and maybe the opportunity to even steal three was a lot better than losing 2-0 at home, you know. So I thought our shape was a little bit better, you know. We left our hearts out there, so it was really just it's just gut-wrenching, you know. You really want to be able to reward yourself at a certain point in time, you know, and the guys work hard week in and week out, you know. We've had a coaching change the past 3 weeks, and it's really something that we've really kind of put a ton of energy into it, and you're always looking for that goal. You're always looking for those 3 points, you know, to reward yourself and to say, you know what, we're working in the right direction. You know, things are going to get better, you know, and to go from, you know, being not necessarily content with a point on the road, but to end up walking away with somebody that we're competing with, you know, for points is disappointing, you know. So we just have to make sure that we keep things in perspective and hopefully take the lessons that there are to be had from it and make sure everybody's, you know, keeps like I said, keeps things in perspective and doesn't necessarily try to push blame in any other direction. You know, everybody needs to kind of look inward and see what they can do to help the team and make sure that we're heading in the right way.
What did happen on that last goal? I mean, you were kind of like stuck with, you know, the way the ball came in. It was a tough ball for you to judge.
Well, I mean, the ball's kind of whipped into like a really, really dangerous place, and you're just kind of standing your ground trying to make sure that something that's headed at you is going to be a save and to the near post is going to be a save. And I thought he did well to kind of skip it back towards that back post, and unfortunately, we let him get the head on it. I haven't seen it yet on tape, but I kind of felt, you know, left out there.
Thank you.